You may be seated, and if there are other kids who'd like to come forward, or those who are young at heart, you are welcome to come forward. I have a question, and it's for you guys, but it's also for all of you out there. How many of you, when you pray, do you fold your hands like this? Raise your hand if you fold your hands like this when you pray. Okay. How many pray like this, with your hands like this? Okay. How many pray like this, with your hands up? Oh, not very many. Okay. And how many of you aren't really sure what you do with your hands when you pray? I think there are more of those people. Okay. How many of you, when you talk to God, say, God? As opposed, yeah, okay. How many of you say, Jesus? How many of you say, Father or Mother, when you talk to God? Okay. So there are lots of different ways to pray, aren't there? Jesus' disciples came to him, and they wanted to know how to pray. They asked him to teach them how to pray. Some people kneel like that when they pray, don't they? Yeah. And so Jesus taught them the Lord's Prayer. We say that prayer every week in church. And it's a prayer that addresses God as Father. And so it reminds us that we're God's children. And it's a prayer that asks for God's kingdom to come and God's will to be done. And basically that just means that it asks that God would help our hearts to have love and peace and joy and hope, and that everyone in the world would have love and peace and joy and hope in their hearts, and that God's love would be the biggest thing in the whole wide world. And then it asks, it invites us to ask God for what we need. Our daily bread, food to eat. We all need food to eat, right? And forgiveness. We all do things wrong sometimes, don't we? And we all need to ask for forgiveness sometimes. And we all need to forgive others. And then it asks, it reminds us to ask God for salvation, for freedom from things that are hurtful to us and to others. So there are lots of ways to pray. And if you're ever can't figure out what to say to God or how to ask God for what you need, the Lord's Prayer is a good place to begin. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Lord's Prayer that reminds us how we can pray and reminds us that you love us so much and you always hear our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys.